Hi everybody, I'm Jordan Lane Beveridge, Cohort 2, MBCPL program, and this is my very first podcast. What I'm going to talk about today in this podcast is, specifically for Professor Knoffel's course, 5360 Lectures in Project Program and Portfolio Management, is I'm going to tell the story, how I became a better, more effective communicator during the time in the program, in my case as a manager, how I've changed as a communicator, what's made a difference for me during the program. And I'll give a few examples of my time during the program, some from fellow students, some from the profs, and we'll go on the journey together. I think everyone wishes that we could have done this together in the studio at AutoU, but you know, unfortunately COVID-19 had different plans for us, and it would have been far more entertaining to be making faces at Alex Gribben or laughing at Christian and Batchy or something. But anyway, guys, it is what it is, and courage through these dark times, and let's get on our journey, specifically my journey, together. So how have I become a more effective communicator? Well, I think a big part of that is learning to listen. I go back to Laurent Lapierre's course in the fall of 2017, where we talked a lot about active listening. And I think for me, that was a huge challenge, and it's an ongoing challenge. I find part of our culture at work, or even when we're just in discussions with friends, whatnot, colleagues talking about work or other things, is before you're done listening to the entire story, you're already starting to formulate a response in your mind. And so you're missing some content when people are talking to you. And I think a lot of the reason why we do that is we don't want any pauses between the end of the information being given and our response to it, because that might be interpreted as hesitation or a lack of intelligence. Now, most of you could not be blamed for thinking that about me, but the point is that really listening to what the people are telling you is very important, because it's going to have a huge impact on your answer. And not just being able to listen and provide the right information, but if you're in the habit of loading up an answer before you've heard everything, you're not telling the audience what it is that they want or need to hear. And they're going to stop coming to you for guidance or leadership or answers or whatnot if you're simply not getting it, because you're not really listening. We have two ears and one mouth, and I've always stuck to the principle that that wasn't by accident. We should be listening twice as much as we should be talking. In this case, in order to really understand what it is that is being addressed, or what it is that we're supposed to address, and how we're really supposed to prepare a good answer. The other thing that I've learned, how I've become a better and more effective communicator, is really trying to understand the audience. Who am I speaking to? What level of the organization am I talking to here? Because that has a lot to do with the type of information or type of answer that they're looking for. A colleague, someone who's reporting to me, I might be far more detailed and certainly repeat myself a few times so that the information is clearly understood. The higher you go in the food chain, for lack of a better term at work, certainly the less time that they have, and you need to be far more efficient in your answers. They probably know a lot of the details, or they don't care about the details. They're really interested in what's your recommendation and why, and have you thought about the risks, as an example. Another way I've become a much better communicator is tools. I mean, prior to this course, I knew what PowerPoint was, but other than that, I could just consider myself a real Luddite. So what I decided to do was, get out of the caveman era of my life and look at different media types. Like, it used to be when I first heard about WhatsApp, my response was, "What's that?" Now I find it's a great tool, whether it's for making a quick phone call, quick transfers of information, especially in a group setting so that everybody's getting the same message at the same time. Same thing, Facebook Messenger, Zoom, Duo, all of these different media types that we use to communicate in group settings so that everyone's getting the same data at the same time. Given the COVID-19 situation that we're currently in, I'm taking advantage of all those media types I mentioned, Google Hangouts. And you can even record a lot of these sessions that you have so that anyone who was on the call, but, oh, geez, I think I missed something, they can actually go back to it and replay what was discussed. So that there shouldn't be any question about what it is that we talked about or what it is that we were looking for, because it was captured. And I find using more advanced or better tools to communicate ideas, concepts, and especially when we're doing them in a group setting, it's fantastic. I find the video media blows teleconferencing out of the water. And in some cases, I would argue that it's better than a group setting face-to-face, because who's taking notes? You know, it's hard to take notes and listen at the same time. If you've got a media system that's doing that for you, you're off to the races. And really, group media conferences, seminars, that's the first time I was really introduced to it, was during this program. You know, Stefan Taiwaniak's Class 5 101 Systems Thinking, we had group seminars. And it was really cool because not only could you record the video conferencing with people, it was Adobe Connect, but you could see the questions coming on a sidebar. And so people were either asking questions orally or they were typing them, and it was all captured. And I thought, this is a great system. It's a great tool for really capturing this information, and you can go back to it if you have any question. And instead of trying to go off memory, the old saying is your memory is only as good as the paper you write it on. Or, you know, in the modern world, it's only as good as the video recording that you took. The other thing about being an effective communicator is it's really cool to have access to a lot of these different media types, whether it's Google or whatnot, where I can confidently communicate to my team. If they ask a question I don't have an answer to, hey, try this media type, or try this database. Certainly throughout the program, I've learned where different types of databases are, online sources of information, good sources of information. I mean, all due respect to Wiki, but a lot of it can be garbage. You know, being able to point to my team, hey, go here, because the answers are going to be there, I think it's a great tool. And communicating with confidence, I think, is really important in communication. You can say things with, you know, determination and confidence, and people are going to take that a lot more seriously. If you seem hesitant because you don't know the answers or you don't know where the answers are, people are going to come and talk to you less and less, I imagine. As a manager, I go right back to active listening. It just makes me a far more effective manager when I know what it is that my people want or what they don't know, and I can point them in the right direction. I love this technique, but it's a real ongoing challenge, because I do find I have to be disciplined in the sense that my mind is in 10 different places all the time at the best of times. And so I need to just stop and focus and listen to what it is that my folks are trying to tell me, because I don't want to go back to them 3 or 4 times and convince them that I don't really care or I don't really listen to what they say, because then I'm going to lose them as an audience. And they're really not going to be interested in working for me as an employee. So is it that one active listening, I'd say, and I've used this term in a few of my presentations in the MBCPL programs, you need to keep your skates sharp with that one. You need to keep that skill set up as much as possible. Now, how have I changed as a communicator? As I said before, I listen more than I talk, and I try and hold a lot more meetings than I used to. Not long meetings, but more effective meetings. More meetings that are effective. It could be 15 minutes, they could be 20 minutes. I don't need to stick to an hour of everyone's time, because people have got work to do, specifically work I've assigned to them. And even getting back to the video conferencing, one of the things that I quite like is about it is I can still see people, and I can see their body language, and I can tell whether they're comfortable, happy, or uncomfortable. And I can either follow up on the spot or later on with somebody and just say, so what's going on here? I think by using more tools and effectively using the media type tools out there, it's really helped me capture more information. I can go back and look at or listen to conversations or look at conversations if I think I've missed something. And I guess Marshall McLuhan was right. The media really does become the message in this case. It's really interesting. Now, what's made a difference for me during this program? Well, everyone. the students, the profs, the experiences that we've had, the case studies that we've looked at. I mean, I can, from starting at the beginning, you know, CPL 5103, the Syllabus Strategic Management of Complex Projects, John Kaloff and Ikel Levignon brought a very practical consultant type approach to that course. And really, it was a good way to start off the program, I felt, as one of the first courses, because there was no BS there. And you wanted no fluff or BS in the presentations. There was no fluff or BS from them, I found. And we talked about whether it was the car company in India, that as a specific project, or our own analysis of General Dynamics that we did as a team. And we did, you know, the political, economic, environmental risk analysis. I thought that that was really, really cool. And the way that we presented it was, as a group, was really no BS and no fluff. And that was really appreciated by the profs and the audience that we spoke to. CPL 501, Stéphane Taïwaniak, his course was very theoretical and very academic, and I thought I was going to lose my mind at first. But really, when we talk about communicating, it's not always listening, and it's not always talking, and it's not always media. It can be as simple as putting a picture together, because a picture is worth a thousand words. And I think right off the bat about the technique of rich pictures, where you put all the factors, as many factors as you can think of a given project, and you try and link them all together into one picture, and you explain that picture, your audience is definitely going to get it. You'll get some feedback from your audience, obviously, well, hey, what about this? Or you know, maybe you missed that. But rich picture development, leading into soft systems methodology, leading into critical systems heuristics, as a way to just try and incorporate all the different factors and put it into a visual and use that one visual rich picture to build on soft systems methodology, critical systems heuristics, stakeholder engagement management, risk analysis. Like, it's a very, very powerful tool. And it's also a very effective communication tool. Dan Ross talking to us in CPL 113 about stakeholder engagement, you know, and stakeholder mapping and representing that visually. I mean, that's a great communicating tool, because you're putting all of the people. In a lot of cases, our senior management doesn't consider a lot of the stakeholders or where they might lie. And nor do they understand that stakeholder is someone who has an interest in what you're doing. And it also brings into the fold stakeholder groups who might previously have been ignored. So I felt that was a lot of Taïwaniak and Ross's and Kaloff and Levignon's visual tools, I felt, were super effective. At the end of the first year, in August of 2018, we all got up and we did workplace presentations, and we all did these PowerPoint presentations, which were really good, but we all used the same boring old media template. And then Krista Hammond got up and she used a presentation type called Prezi, which was different than anyone else's. And it just really, it blew us all away, or me specifically. I felt it was a really, really good communicating tool, in that it was different, slick, and really visual. And I thought that was really fantastic. Finally, stakeholder engagement and crisis management, CPL 5116. Well, I couldn't think of a more relevant course on how to communicate to my team calmly, coolly, and effectively during these, you know, the days of COVID. We took this course last fall, and it certainly, in the way that we present and communicate information, you know, sifting through all of this horrific social media nonsense and just focusing our people, our teams, and our friends on what's really relevant, good data, I think that that was very super, super relevant course. Anyway, guys, that's been my journey, you know, tools, techniques, different peoples, different ideas, active listening, rich pictures are certainly core. How you present, how you talk, listening to people, being patient, mindful of your own body language too, is certainly, because you're communicating with your body language. These are all very, very important tools that I've learned. And for me, it's been a great journey. Thanks for listening. Like I said, guys, courage. Courage in these dark times.